Federal judge blocks New Hampshire parents from protesting trans athletes with wristbands. By Catherine Hamilton on April 15, 2025. A federal judge in New Hampshire sided with a local school district and gender insanity by blocking parents from wearing wristbands on school property to protest transgender-identifying boys from playing on girls' sports teams. In September, several parents wore pink wristbands with 20 on them to reference female sex chromosomes during a girls' high school soccer game where trans-identifying male athlete Parker Tyrrell, now 16, was playing on the other team, Fox News reported on Tuesday. Bowen Dunbarton School District Superintendent Marcy Kelly responded to the wristbands by issuing a notice of trespass against the parents, including Anthony and Nicole Foote, Kyle Fellers, and Eldon Rash, according to local media reports. The no trespass order has since expired. The parents subsequently sued the school district, alleging that their First Amendment rights had been violated and asking the judge to allow them to carry signs and wear wristbands featuring 20 at school events while the case is ongoing. On Monday, U.S. District Court Judge Stephen McAuliffe, a President George H.W. Bush appointee, sided with the school district and said it acted reasonably in preventing parents from protesting. While plaintiffs may very well have never intended to communicate a demeaning or harassing message directed at Parker Tyrrell or any other transgender students, the symbols and posters they displayed were fully capable of conveying such a message, he wrote. And that broader messaging is what the school authorities reasonably understood and appropriately tried to prevent. The broader and more demeaning/harassing message the school district understood plaintiff's 20 symbols to convey was, in context, entirely reasonable, he continued. A senior attorney for the Institute for Free Speech, one of the attorneys representing the parents, said he disagrees with the court's decision. This was adult speech in a limited public forum, which enjoys greater First Amendment protection than student speech in the classroom, attorney Del Coldy said in a statement. Both school district officials were obviously discriminating based on viewpoint because they perceived the 20th wristbands to be trans-exclusionary. Plaintiffs filed a notice following the ruling saying they do not plan to enter more evidence before the judge issues a final decision, according to the report. The case is unfolding amid a shift in the federal government's policy on transgender-identifying athletes. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on keeping men out of women's sports, which seeks to protect female student athletes from having to compete with or against or having to appear unclothed before males. The order also mandates each federal department review grants to education programs and, where appropriate, rescind funding to programs that fail to comply with the policy established in this order, which protects women as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.